The Avid Brothers, Seth and Scott, join us in the studio with music from the new album, Four Thieves Gone. The band holed up in Robbinsville, North Carolina, with just a few guests like Adrian Young stopping by to work with this young punk bluegrass band. And I asked the band to describe those sessions in Robbinsville.
We attacked most all of the songs on the record in the mountains of North Carolina in a house that we kind of inhabited with studio equipment, and did them live, and then took from that. And if there was any this and that to be done to any tracks, we did it. But for the most part, it was all done there.
One of the cool things about this record is you got the kind of ambient noise coming in and out of various things. So I assume all of that was done afterwards. And
some of it, it sure was.
But clearly, you've been saving up songs because there are a bunch of great ones on here. Do you write all the time? Because clearly, if you were, you know, only had 2 weeks to make the album.
No, absolutely. We write all the time. We were in that house for 11 days, and we recorded 31 songs. Granted, a couple of them were originals from friends that visited us up there. One, Ian Thomas, and then Belface out of New York. But they were, you know, I guess 25 of them were ours, so we had to pick 17 to put on the record. We actually picked like 13, and then we just had to keep putting more and more on there.
Adrian Young, too.
Yeah, Adrian Young was up there for a couple of days. But yeah, we're writing all the time. We've got quite a few projects lined up, at least in our minds so far.
Excellent, excellent. Well, let's hear a bunch of them. What do you want to start off with?
I want to start with a song from the record. I think this is the fourth track from the new record, Four Thieves Gone, and this song is called Distraction Number 74.
Ready?
One, two, three.
I was in love with your beauty from the day you walked my way. Oh, how I wish that was enough to have made me want to stay. See, I'm as true as I wanna be, and I'ma say, my girl, I tried the best to give to you all of the truth. How difficult it is when you kinda love two girls to figure out which one you miss. Stumble away from your stairway with your perfume on my clothes. Well, I kinda love two girls, but now I've kinda lost the mold.
On a scale
and weigh
against the
damage done that night, then it'd be
safe to say
the weight
of all I
didn't do would surely
float against
the
lightest strong I ever did to you.
Distraction number 74 from the new Avid Brothers album, Four Thieves Gone. And everybody talks about how you're so influenced by bluegrass, but that's, you know, there you go, that's the influence of hip hop in there, trading the vocals off like that.
Yeah, very Beastie Boys derived.
Exactly.
Very obvious. Beastie Boys derived.
That's directly where we got it from.
Yeah. We basically said, let's do something like the Beastie Boys at the end of that song. So.
And it works out. Now, you mentioned Adrian Young as somebody who hung out at your sessions and did some things. Now, she also has the same thing where people assume, even from her instrumentation, that it's a bluegrass thing. And that certainly affects how she gets booked. And I'm wondering if that affected how you got booked originally, because you could hold your own on any bill, I would think.
We hope that had something to do with it. Our booking agent, I think, picked up on that in the beginning. that we were something different. And I guess the answer is yes. We have that same sort of thing going on.
What are some bills you've been on?
Well, I think we talked a little bit last time about the Bluegrass Music Awards bill that we were on, which was a bit awkward at times.
That's where I met Adrian, in fact.
It sure was. And at the same time, we've been on bills with or in straight up rock and punk rock settings. A lot. We do a lot of rock rooms.
And earlier, we did more punk, like punk clubs.
Right. We did, and that's kind of where we came from, and that was.
Well, the energy is all from that end, I think. So
it is. But we're very into a diverse show that has a lot of ups and downs. And we are finally starting to. We've got enough songs. We're finally starting to get crowds that understand that we do have very quiet songs as well, and that's a very big part of it.
Well, you want to go down? You want to do a?
Why don't we do 16th of July now? I say we, but this is an Avett Brothers song performed by Seth Avett.
What was it like for you? I can tell you in truth what it was like for me to be 16 in July. 16 in July, with a license in my hand and freedom on my mind. I was 16 in July, 16 in July, with summer to my left and no one to my right. What did you want to hear on your radio? Even if it did not come in clear, you'd still be 16 in July, 16 in July, with a license in your hand and freedom on your mind. If you're 16 in July, if you're 16 in July, with summer to your left and no one to your right. For me it was Gold Hill Road. The girl was new and the car was old. Were you in love? Or at least as in love as you can be when you're 16 in July, 16 in July, with a license in your hand and freedom on your mind. I was 16 in July, yes, I was 16 in July. The summer to my left and no one to my right.
Seth Avett from the Avett Brothers and 16 in July, another one you'll find on the new album, Four Thieves Gone. And it's interesting, you name the place in that one, Gold Hill Road, but you it's against your policy to name the girls.
Sometimes. There's a new song called A Pretty Girl from Chile where we frame the name of the girl with the outro. So it depends on the girl. Yeah.
Indeed. Avett Brothers are live today, and what's next?
I guess we'll do Indolence now.
Yeah. Let's go to the completely opposite side of the record. Is this talk on Indolence?
Reading and thinking and searching for reasons. autumn, spring, the summer, the snow, the record will stop and the record will go. Lashes, lies, the windows down, the duck coming in and the duck going out. Up with caffeine and down with the shot and constantly worried about what I got. My cup and my thumb, but I can't make it stop. And I drink to the rock and I rock to the top and I think to myself that I do this a lot. The world outside just goes, it 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 goes. And witness it all through the blinds of my window.
3, 4!
David Brothers are here today, and that is kind of the suite that that begins this this new album. It's Talk on the Indolence. What was the beginning part of that? Because there's so many parts all kind of tacked on there. And I say tacked on with all feelings.
No, we don't take that in a bad way. Like, you mean, what is it about?
Well, we could try that, but what began it? Because you got sort of the rap at the beginning, and then there's so many other parts.
Yeah. Well, Seth and I get a lot of that from listening to some metal bands, I think, from the past that would just put like 5 or 6 or even 7 parts together and just
right.
take you all over the place. And we really like doing that with songs. And that song originated with lyrics as the priority. And then usually if I bring something with lyrics being the priority, Seth can help me make it a song.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what happened there. We came together with that one, and a lot of the music came as backbone and came up to the front with these new parts.
When Scott brought the words, he was like, we need to, the feeling of this one has got to be just super erratic. Like, what the lyrics are talking about needs to be matched by the tone of how we're saying it. You know?
Which totally works. That's great.
I think so, too. That's completely Scott on that. It's just a very, just kind of makes you, you know, shake
nervous.
With anticipation and nervousness. And,
yeah.
Yeah, that was the idea.
We're bad to overwork ourselves and overthink things, and that song is kind of a plea to just forget about it and let it go.
And it kind of works.
Be lazy.
Like, thematically, as the beginning of a record that's so long and so full of ideas and thoughts and kind of...
Well, it sets you up for what's going to happen, because that's what that continues throughout the disc for sure.
We appreciate you saying that.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, what's up?
Well, this is the title track to the record. This is one of the songs that Indolence is actually one of them that was kind of put together while we were recording during that period. This song was actually written, and the concept for it was born there, if you will. As well as the concept for the record, I suppose. So this song's called Four Thieves Gone.
Forth He's Gone, the title track, and the one that closes off the new Avett Brothers disc. Well, thank you guys so much for coming by.
Thank you for having us.
It's always a treat. And
likewise.
Come on back.
We will.